I find it interesting. We've been talking all month about the moral issues that are facing the church, that are facing us as the people of God. And so we talked about modesty the first week, and then Brother Royce talked about zeal and how lack of zeal and apathy is some things that are really facing the church, some moral issues that are facing the church. Well, another thing that is facing the church is a lack of respect for authority. And we see it all over. In Psalm 11, verse 1, 2, and 3, I often ponder these verses because they're so relevant. He says, "In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string that they may shoot secretly," watch this, "at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Great question. There's a few things that we need to consider. Number one, we see that the trust that one should have in the Lord should be exactly that, trusting in God. But number two, we know that the wicked wants to target the upright. The Christian today is the upright. Here he says, "How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird?" It reminds me of Nehemiah when Sanballat, Gershom, and Tobias wanted him to come down from the wall, wanted him to stop the work. And he was being encouraged to get out of here. And Nehemiah says, "Shall a man such as myself run?" The answer is no, I'm not going nowhere. And so the more I thought about this, and I thought about the moral issues facing the church, the lack of respect for authority, if everything begins to crumble around us, what do? We trust God. That's what we do. The Christian faith is being attacked from every side, from governmental to everyone else. Turn your Bibles to the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 4, verse 25 and 26, which is a quote from Psalm 2, "Why do the nations or the heathen rage?" Here we find Peter and his counterparts, if you will, going through a difficult time because they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're only trying to make things better for people. Unfortunately, we see that this was not the case. In verse number 25, he says, "Who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why do the heathen rage? The people plot vain things. The kings, the rulers of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his," the psalm says, anointed. The New Testament says, his Christ. Sounds like they were against Christ, and they were. And so I find it very interesting that this was not a time for them to be shrinking down. This was not a time for them to be cowering down. This was a time for them to be praying for boldness. Now, I want us to notice verse number 29. In verse number 29, they didn't run. They didn't go somewhere and hide. As a matter of fact, he says, "Now your servant that with all boldness, they may speak your word." They wanted boldness. They prayed for boldness. And brethren, that's what we ought to be doing at times. We ought to be praying for boldness, not shrinking back, not running, but boldness. Lack of respect for the church, lack of respect for morality, lack of respect for authority. The church is facing that. Three quick things I want us to consider. Number one, we must know who's going to deliver us. And we must be delivered by the God of heaven through prayer, through understanding, through the word of God, through teaching and preaching, through our own study. We have delegates even today, those who are voted in. They're bashing Christianity right now. Miss Omar, I don't even know how to say her first name, was mocking Christianity. Brethren, we don't sit back and just let that happen. As a matter of fact, what we do is we stand up and we preach and we let folk know that's wrong. No, don't sit back. You don't cower down. What we do is we go to God in prayer and we go to the Word of God. We find passages and understanding that's going to help us. Why? Because we're the upright. We're the ones that's striving to do what is right. We're the ones that should be standing up for the gospel. We don't leave it to denominationalism. The people of God must stand up. And so number two, we need to educate our children. Put your seatbelts on. I've been thinking about this. We need to educate our children in the Word of God. We need to educate our children in the things of this world so they can be balanced, so they can know how to work, so they can know how to maneuver and navigate with people. He's the only one saying amen. Y'all probably leave him up in here. Anyway, I digress. Brethren, we need to teach our children how to think, how to reason. Deuteronomy 32 and verse number 20, God said this about his people. They are children in whom there is no faith. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so Hosea would say on one occasion, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. What are we saying? Brethren, we're going to fight the good fight of faith. We're going to lay hold on salvation. We got to study. We got to educate ourselves in the Word of God. We have to know what God's Word says about things so we can be able to walk carefully. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. What are we teaching our children? When we teach them nothing, we're teaching them everything. We've got to be teaching them how to stand up, how to think, how to reason. The more I think about the school system and some parents, they're failing the youth. They're not teaching them how to think. Not teaching them basic arithmetic. We're being confused about what's a male and a female. Brethren, do we understand the ramifications and do we understand where that leads? Watch this. In Matthew 19, verses 1 through 12, here Jesus is talking about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And he says, in the beginning, God made them both male and female. Watch this point. If we get our pronouns all messed up, take that passage and throw it away. You can't even teach them male and female because they don't even know. I'm binary. I'm this. I'm this. I'm that. Well, hold on. God made two, male and female. Here's another one. If we don't know what one and two is, three and four is, how do you teach people about the oneness of the church? You can't. Because they don't even know what one is. Don't even know how to add. And so here you are talking about the oneness of the church and how there's one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one God. You're like, I don't even understand that because they don't understand numbers. Brethren, many have failed their children in the world. Don't even know how to count. Don't know the difference between male and female. We need to. We need to be teaching our children these things. Last, we must see evil for what it is. In Isaiah 5, verse number 20, woe unto him who call evil good, good evil, who exchange bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, light for dark and dark for light. God is teaching us something. There is a difference between the two, Brother Royce. There's a difference. And so in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, brethren, there the Bible says that in the latter days, evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. What are we saying? Brethren, we have to do something. We have to know that there is a group of people. There is a people that are against morality and against righteousness, i.e. against the church. And so when you have delegated officials, those who have been elected in and they're mocking Christianity, you already know where you're going. And if you ever see them, just call them on the carpet and say, how dare you talk about the God of the United States of America that way. That this nation was built upon Christian principles and the Constitution of the United States of America. When you think of the Lord's church, it's based upon the Word of God. That's the Constitution of the church, the Word of God. And so the more I thought about this, I thought about how evil was just, it's going rampant everywhere. Today I saw a few videos taking a little break from studying. And I'm hurt and embarrassed to even mention it. But in Atlanta, this guy comes walking around the building and a security guard is getting out of his vehicle. And the guy walks behind him, guy didn't even know he was coming, pops him in the back of his head. Takes his time and takes his belongings out of his pocket. Doesn't run off, friends. He walks off. But that's not even the horrible part about it, Daniel. There was a guy sitting on the curb, saw all of it. And as the man was walking by, and then he gets up and walks by the guy that was shot on the ground, and he goes like this and keeps on walking. They're looking for him too. Brethren, that's where we are. That's where we are. And I'm like, really? That's how we're seeing humanity? That's a lack of respect for authority of God. That man was made in the image of God, didn't deserve to die that way. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in some foreign land fighting for our country and comes back here to live just to die that way. Horrible. Brethren, we got to preach the word. We got to make sure that we ourselves understand that we're going to abide by the authority. We're going to do what God says. We're going to stay with the word of God. And we need more Jeremiahs, more Ezekiels, more Daniels, more Esthers, more Ruths. We need more of those. We don't need no Elamises. We don't need no Demases. We need men and women who are going to stand up for God's word, teach their children, stand up for their spouses, do the will of God, stand up for Christ. We need more of that. Because if we don't, brethren, we haven't seen nothing yet. Maybe you're not a child of God we want you to be. May sound like I'm a little fired up. I am. I'm tired of sin around me. I'm tired of looking at it. And I think God is too. But he so is merciful. He's patient. As we studied in Jeremiah. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to consider obedience to the gospel by believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But maybe a child of God, you become apathetic, Brother Royce, just like you preached on last week. Maybe you become lazy, don't have that zeal, that encouragement, that fire to do God's will. We need to get it back. And if we don't have it, we need to get it. Why? Because there is so much to do in the kingdom of God as we stand, as we sing our Savior's invitation.